flu-like activity in Wisconsin is high, but cases are mild, according to the State Department of Health. Tom Seeger is one of their incident commanders working on H1N1 response. Seeger says they're keeping tabs on hospitalization and fatality rates, looking for signs on whether flu cases are turning severe.
Presently, we're not calling for school closure. We are not calling for suspension of public gatherings or social distancing measures. And these are things that we would probably look to first, certainly well before we had to use isolation and quarantine.
Seeger says it's unlikely things will come to that. Either way, the state has years of planning to draw from, as well as relationships with 150 hospitals, EMS, military affairs, and Wisconsin Emergency Management. County leaders have also developed and revised their own pandemic plans.
We work with the churches and civic groups in a, public health nursing. This is Tracy.
Tracy Lean is an H1N1 spokeswoman for La Crosse County Health. Lean says they're cross-training their workforce. She says staffing is a concern, but they're looking to outside nurses or those at Viterbo's nursing program in the event of a severe pandemic.
If it starts to overwhelm hospitals, we put our plan into effect of people stay home and people are taking care of each other at home, and we start to get goods to people at home instead of them coming out to get their goods.
Hospitals have also been looking at staffing to prepare for the worst. Marilyn Michaels is a nurse epidemiologist with La Crosse Gunderson Lutheran.
We may need to go beyond our current staffing models, where a nurse needs to be taking care of more patients than what is typically allowed by the state code, just because of her expertise and the sheer number of patients.
Michaels adds medical treatment would be prioritized and elective procedures may be canceled. Moreover, she says they're looking at expanding space within to manage any patient overflow. If it comes to that, public places and schools will most likely be closed. La Crosse Public Schools are looking at an automated system to notify parents, students, and staff immediately in that event. Linda Narish Johnson is the district's nurse coordinator.
We are looking at a way to alert all parents called Sky Alert, so that there's a way to communicate with all parents at their choice, whether it's their telephone or their email or whatever, so we can get messages out.
Meanwhile, law enforcement would play a role in securing vaccine shipments, managing civil unrest, and possibly enforcing quarantine orders. Steve Helgeson is La Crosse County Sheriff.
It may take 24-hour law enforcement coverage. If we have that type of a severe pandemic, we just wouldn't have the staff available to do that. So we might need to look towards other options, such as maybe a gymnasium or something where people would be ordered to stay until they were no longer able to infect others.
If needed, Helgeson says they will call in officers from across Wisconsin or bordering states or even the National Guard. All the while, civil groups and churches would aid health officials whenever possible. Again, Tracy Lean with La Crosse Public Health.
We may need them as immunization sites. We may need them as different providers as far as volunteering. It got really bad as far as people's mentality, helping through that aspect.
All agree the most critical part of making it through a severe pandemic is being on the same page with one another.
Communication, communication, communication.
Each different scenario has many different twists and turns.
We're all in it together.
And together they will meet whatever comes their way in the months ahead. In La Crosse, Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.